WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 23 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station firefighters dealt with temps in the mid-30s yesterday to put out a fire at a car wash. Investigators are still looking into the cause of the fire at Tigerland Car Wash, located along the southbound freeway frontage road near Rock Prairie. No neighboring businesses were affected and no one was injured. Last night, College Station police responded to a residence less than a mile from the police department in the 200 block of Crinictap Road. On arrival, officers learned an argument had occurred and the suspect pointed a gun at two different people, one which was his wife. 30-year-old Stephen Bell of College Station was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The gun was not fired and no one was injured. A Brazos County Sheriff's deputy arrested a Navasota woman for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, with the weapon being a car. According to the arrest report, a head-on crash on a county road south of Milliken was due to domestic violence. The victim, who was the suspect's ex-husband and a passenger, refused treatment at the scene of minor injuries. The ex-wife, 34-year-old Jacqueline Orozco of Navasota, told the deputy she rammed her car head-on into her ex's truck because she was trying to get him to talk with her. In the last 5 months, College Station police have investigated 10 cases of bank jugging. That's where people leave banks or businesses with large amounts of money and they've been robbed in parking lots, or they were followed and their vehicles were later burglarized. CSPD has announced the arrests of 3 Houston men following stakeouts of 2 banks last week.
According to the arrest report, CSPD undercover officers spotted 2 cars that drove into the Chase Bank branch on South Texas, parked and left without anyone ever getting out. One car, which was spotted earlier doing the same thing at the Wells Fargo branch on Southwest Parkway, was stopped for not having a front license plate. The officer smelling and seeing marijuana led to searching the interior. A pair of rubber gloves was found along with a tool to break windows. The driver told investigators he was looking to follow someone exiting the bank carrying an envelope to break into the vehicle. The second car was tailed by police after the suspects were following a customer's car. An officer in a marked unit stopped the suspect's car, determined there was no insurance, and learned the driver had an invalid license. A search of the car led to the discovery of cloth gloves, a screwdriver, and a map showing bank locations in College Station, Bryan, Beaumont, and LaPorte. Both drivers and the passenger in the second car were arrested for unlawful use of a criminal instrument. Both drivers were also charged with driving with an invalid license. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A College Station man was arrested on 8 charges at 1 in the morning last Friday at Premier Theater. According to Bryan police, 28-year-old Brian Adams was drunk and had hit an employee. It took 3 officers to get Adams in the patrol vehicle. A Bryan police officer making a traffic stop for not dimming headlights led to the arrests of a Louisiana couple. One was wanted in Louisiana for making terroristic threats. Both were arrested after officers found several manila envelopes containing 42 counterfeit $10 and $20 bills. And nearly 2 years ago, a motel clerk noticed a woman checking in with a black eye and called Bryan police. That led to the arrest of the boyfriend for hitting the woman and threatening to stab her in the neck. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced 32-year-old Daryl Berry entered a plea agreement where he was sentenced to 10 years in prison for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. WTAW News Time is 10 after 7. It's 23 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the year ends, it's time to reflect on all of our blessings. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, and at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, we're grateful for our relationships with our customers. And there's no better time than the holidays to express our appreciation for your patronage. So thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from everyone at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. Come join us at BCS Church of Christ as we strive to study and follow God's Word. Please visit bcschurchofchrist.com to learn more. Like in the days of old, it seems that there is a famine in the land, not one of bread and water, but one of not knowing God's Word. Amos chapter 8 and verse 11. Tragically, most people take time for leisure, vacation, etc., but few pause to truly study God's inspired Word, the Bible. But they should. John chapter 12 verse 48 reads, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days. Yes, if Jesus, according to his New Testament, is going to judge us, then it seems we should all strive to know the book. Come join us at BCS Church of Christ as we strive to study and follow God's word. Please visit bcschurchofchrist.com to learn more. Have a good day.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Good morning, it's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, and including, in addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Lots of sunshine today, but there won't be a whole lot of warmth from that sun. Wind chill advisory in effect through 9. Sunny and about 40 to 45 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with a hard freeze. Sunshine tomorrow, close to 50. High pressure keeps it clear tomorrow night. Lows will be 35 to 40. We'll see more sun during the day on Wednesday. Temperatures Wednesday between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to be talking Aggie men's and women's hoops. The guys almost pulled off an incredible win on Saturday, but fell short to 19th-ranked Arizona. Meanwhile, the ladies rolled over Southern. Talk about those two games, as well as Cowboys and Texans in action yesterday. Both got very much needed wins, basketball, and so much more. All that more coming up in sports.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I feel so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling.
Yeah!
You'll be doing right with your Christmas up white. But I'll have a blue Christmas.
There you go.
Porky Pig would turn a 2.5-minute song into a 5-minute one.
Yeah, exactly right. So there you go. It's Porky Pig and I'll have a blue Christmas for you. So,
yeah. Oh,
so 70,000 people emailed Pope Francis. Happy birthday on Saturday. He was 80. Not to mention the phone calls and the telegrams. Shared breakfast with 8 homeless people before celebrating Mass with Cardinals.
That's what's up, Pope.
Yeah.
Have you seen previews for this HBO show, The Young Pope, with Jude Law?
No.
So apparently they're coming out with a show, and it's about a young pope, obviously. Jude Law is not 80. And he's American.
Okay.
And he goes against the grain a little bit, and he's not such a nice guy. And apparently some folks in the Catholic Church were quite upset with it because they felt that it was demeaning and demonizing Catholicism, or at least the position of Pope.
Sure.
But it looked interesting, for sure. He mentioned something about, I think, Fetty Wap.
Okay.
A little bit. He's hip.
One of Scott's favorites.
You know it. Exactly.
He's hip with the
got
with
that
the
reference
lingo
in there.
Yep.
So it's a little bit different take.
Interesting.
All right. Well, that's, you know, well, the deal is, you know, if you go back and look in history, there were times when the popes were not good dudes.
Well, and you know, how many times has some, you know, group, organization, or person been portrayed in a movie or a TV show where it wasn't necessarily
the best.
In the best light.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. So I understand why they would be upset, but hey, it's happened before.
Yeah, they're doing a little pushback on that.
If anything, they just need to realize it's just TV, guys.
Right.
Okay. That, and you don't have to watch it.
You don't.
You don't.
And let's see what
But unfortunately,
it?
People believe it.
Yeah. Well, that's the other point. Just because it's on TV, it may not be real.
Right.
You know, it might not be.
Most of it isn't. Even the reality TV.
Understand. Yeah. Especially the ones that are supposed to be.
Yeah.
So this past week, the Department of Agriculture released food labeling guidelines. They say aimed at reducing the amount of good food that gets thrown out because people think it has gone bad. Just about every packaged product in the grocery store has a date on it that says best by, not the store, use by, or sell by. So they're trying, the average family is actually throwing away about $1,500 a year in food that's perfectly good to eat.
Yikes.
Says this lady from the National Resource Defense Council.
That milk that supposedly expired last month.
Yeah.
It's just cottage cheese this month.
Yeah, exactly.
Just eat it.
Well, and that's the other thing. You got to check on it, you know. But she said now, you know, if stored properly, food can last longer than what it says on there.
Right, and I think that's the biggest thing is people don't store it properly.
Correct.
So,
if it's got mold on it and it's not blue cheese, then you probably shouldn't eat it. Use a little common sense. Nothing wrong with sniffing it first. You could do that, can't you? I always love that. Does this smell bad to you? You've seen the raccoon commercial, right?
Yeah.
Taste this. Yeah. Anyway, but deciding whether to eat something or throw it away before these printed dates is probably fairly easy, but if you're hungry and you want to eat, then you go ahead and eat. Yeah. You use your good judgment. But that's the thing that they said is it's been very confusing, so they're going to try to come up with something that's a little bit simpler because, after all, we're U.S. Americans who apparently are getting dumber and dumber and dumber. Have you heard about the girl who yelled at her grandpa because she missed her iPhone appointment? Have you heard about this thing?
iPhone? No. You can make an appointment with your iPhone?
Yeah, at the Apple Store. You know, you go to the Apple Store and you get an appointment at the Apple Store to go to their Genius Bar.
Oh, I'm always in a walk-in.
Okay. Well, she's yelling at him because they're standing in the food court waiting to get food, and she's going to miss her appointment at the iPhone Genius Bar.
That's so sad.
It is sad, but you know, the person who took the video wrote, quote, "I was in a mall waiting for Asian food, which ended up tasting like garbage. All of a sudden, this green-haired girl starts cussing at her grandpa about how they're going to be late to fix her iPhone. Merry Christmas, I guess." So you got that going for you.
Oh,
man.
How about this?
Brats.
How about this? How about maybe... Now, have you, either of y'all yogaed? Either of y'all done yoga?
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you still?
Yeah, Zach, you have?
Yes. Believe it or not, Chelsea, I have.
Okay.
I wasn't very good at I attempted.
Okay. All right. So, you attempted it. Okay. So, I mean, did you buy the class or you pay for this and what does it cost and that kind of thing?
Yoga's expensive.
Is it?
And I will tell you why. To get certified as a yoga instructor is very expensive.
Okay.
And it takes a lot of hours and a lot of classes and certifications, so that is a big reason why it is so expensive.
All right,
people think, you know, oh, I don't even need equipment, I don't need anything, why is it so pricey? That's really what it is. It's for the instructor to get certified is very expensive.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about expensive, there's now a yoga class in Nevada's Valley of Fire State Park, which is only accessible by helicopter.
Oh.
So, of course, it's called Hella Yoga.
Okay.
The classes are 75 minutes. They feature six participants max and are taught by a certified yoga instructor. Each class includes Lululemon yoga mats.
Oh, my gosh.
And headphones.
Oh.
Yep. The wireless headphones transmit a custom playlist as well as instructions throughout the class.
Oh.
Participants will enjoy the stunning view of the Valley of Fire's red sandstone formations. After the class, there's a champagne toast, and then they fly you back to Las Vegas. It only costs you $5,000 a person.
That's
no biggie.
So there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yowzers.
That sounds funny.
Yeah, it does. Now there's this. Would you hire a professional sleep consultant to sleep train your baby?
Hmm.
A mom sparked controversy after admitting that she had paid to have her three-month-old baby sleep trained while she went on a vacation with her husband.
What?
In a post for Redbook. And she gives us her name.
Wow.
It's Katie Landrum of California.
Of
California.
She's on the Book of Faces?
Yeah, probably is. Shared that while she... Shared that she and her husband checked into the resort 2 hours away from home. A professional sleep consultant remained at the home teaching their baby how to cry it out.
They left their baby with a they didn't know?
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the baby's going to learn to cry it out. After heading straight to the pool, entering relaxation mode, as she says, she admitted that as she flipped through magazines and
she
took dips to cool
guilty.
Off, she tried to stifle the images of her little one crying back at home.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She wrote that she didn't want to do what she had done with her firstborn child.
Must have been so hard.
Well, see, she tried to do this herself with her first one, so she went, no, not next time. So she waited until her daughter was 5 months old before the sleep training on the first one. This time, however, the family decided, let's bring in an expert. Deb, who is a seasoned sleep trainer with nearly a decade of experience under her belt. Not wanting to be an earshot when the little baby was weeping, the pair decided to go ahead and book a getaway. Yeah, to ensure that the baby was on the right track. Deb, nice enough to stay one night after the couple returned to make sure everything was okay.
Could they not have like found grandma and grandpa? They're not sleep trainers. They're not experts.
In letting the baby cry it out.
Other than having a sleep trainer is a little creepy, but leaving your baby with a stranger is much more creepy.
Okay, 3 months. A 3 month old.
Yeah.
But that's okay. They had a great time, I'm sure, luxuriating in the pool and reading magazines. Just letting you know. Hey, tube tops are making a comeback. You want to talk about that when it's 23 degrees outside,
yeah.
Don't you? Okay.
I mean, I was in shorts on Saturday.
I know. It's weird.
Shorts.
Yep. It was. Not
a tube top, though.
I understand. But the new way to wear them is definitely more friendly in cold weather days.
Oh, yeah?
Who, what, where? Have we heard of this before?
Yes.
WhoWhatWear.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Says that street-style stars and retailers are wearing their tube tops on top of another shirt, like button-downs and T-shirts and sweaters. Tube top layers on another top is officially a thing.
I see it.
And I thought I had bad fashion sense.
Yeah,
holy
styling. What do you think, Chelsea?
Yeah, I'm going to go with no.
Okay, all right.
Chelsea's are they Lululemon tube tops?
Yeah. So, no. As a styling trick, the tube tops instantly slim down your waist, acting almost as if it were a belt.
So it's like an outer Spanx.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Listen to you.
Wow.
I'm in touch
Zach
with
is on
stuff.
Top of his game today. Yoga.
Yoga
Spanx.
And Spanx.
Yeah.
I am amazed.
I am not the only woman on the show this week.
The holidays are here, so give the gift family and friends are sure to love. Let Tube Video preserve and restore your precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and digital formats. Tube Video converts your family films, 8, Super 8, and 16 millimeter, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, even old records and audio cassettes. Tube Video is located in South College Station and online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-6956. For an appointment. You created the memories. Let Tube Video help preserve them.
Looking for the latest and greatest in Kawasaki mules, outdoor power equipment, lawnmowers, turf management, trailers, and more? Say hello to WRI Outdoors. WRI Outdoors is proud to be an authorized dealer for Exmark mowers, Steel Outdoor Power Tools, Diamond C trailers, and Kawasaki mules. And our service department can repair anything. WRI Outdoors is proud to be Texan owned and operated. Call 985-5040 or look them up on the web, WRIOutdoors.com.
This is State Representative Kyle Cassell wishing you all the timeless treasures that Christmas has to offer. May you be blessed with the warmth of your home, the love of your family, peace, and happiness. May the gifts we share this season be a reminder of God's precious gift to us, and may your Christmas be filled with His love forever. From the Cassell family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas.
Political ad paid for by Kyle Cassell campaign.
Guessing you saw this or heard about it at least. Friday night, somebody called 911 in New York about an elderly woman who looked like she was frozen sitting in the front seat of a car. No? A couple of patrolmen from NYPD showed up, broke the rear window, and yes, what you were thinking is right. The woman was really a mannequin dressed as an elderly woman.
Oh.
Clothes, glasses, teeth, skin blemishes, everything you'd expect.
Oh.
Used as a sales aide for a guy who sold medical training equipment.
Oh.
Thankfully, everything went out okay. Except for the salesman. He's really not happy because they busted the window on his car. But aside from that, everything seems to be fine.
Well, you don't leave your dogs in the car while you're in the store. You don't leave your mannequins in there either.
That's right. Under Armour, latest footwear maker to trick out shoes with a chip technology that tells you, or actually tells your smartphone, when your muscles are too tired to run at full capacity. In February, the Baltimore-based company releasing three running shoes costing $140 to $160 that connect to the Map My Run Under Armour app. New York Post said the sneakers designed to address one of the biggest problems runners face, pushing through pain and fatigue and leading to injury.
But that's part of the big, well, I mean, not necessarily injury,
yeah,
but you gotta keep pushing
through. Gotta push through the pain. Both Nike and Adidas have chip-enabled shoes and measure distance, time, and speed. Under Armour's so-called record-equipped footwear is the first to measure your body's readiness for exercise. What happens if you run through water? What happens if you step on dog poo? Does that mess up the chip? Everything was fine till I stepped on the dog poo, and now my chip doesn't work.
Yeah, that's gross.
Those $160 shoes can't handle everything.
No, you're right. That's true. All right, here's some weather for you. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. You wonder what 11 degrees feels like? Okay, step outside, because that's what we're dealing with as far as the chill factor is concerned right now. High today is going to be 41. It's not like we're not going to have sunshine, because we will, but it's just going to be cold sunshine. 51 for a high temperature tomorrow, about 63 for a high temperature on Wednesday. So we'll keep the sunshine, and it'll be all right to be outside probably on Wednesday. But the winds are going to be up today, all day. We're looking at north winds at 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour, so it will not be comfy. Right now, winds out of the north at 13. Again, chill factor is 11. Air temperature is 23.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Today's the big day, folks. The Electoral College will vote to officially elect the 45th president. The outcome is not in doubt. The AP tried to reach all 538 electors and got hold of 330 of them. AP concludes that an anti-Trump revolt is not going to happen. Boo-hoo. They tried. The liberals tried. The electors say their email accounts and their phone lines have been swamped. Their mailboxes have been stuffed with handwritten letters. They have heard from tens of thousands of Hillary supporters begging, pleading, threatening them to change their votes. Some of the harassed electors are not even Trump supporters, but they feel bound by duty, by history, by party loyalty, and the law to cast their votes for Trump and reflect the will of their states. Meet Hector Maldonado, Republican elector. He's a Mexican immigrant and an Army veteran who now serves in Missouri's National Guard. He supported Ted Cruz. He told the AP he took an oath to fulfill his duties in the Army, but his first oath on becoming a U.S. citizen was to support the Constitution. And he's proud to keep his promises and execute his oath. Since the election, the left has held violent protests in the streets. They've cried, they've moaned all over the drive-by media, and they've come up with this pressure campaign on electors. After today, it's time for them to accept the fact that they lost. But they won't. You mark my words, they won't.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hi, I'm Larry Wysoon, life member of the Dallas Safari Club. Please join us January 5th through 8th at the Dallas Convention Center for DSC's annual Greatest Hunter Convention on the Planet, where you'll see over 1,800 exhibits of the finest guides, outfitters, wildlife artists, gun makers, and purveyor of quality gear and merchandise for the serious outdoorsman. There will be exciting seminars by the best in the business and evening banquets with fantastic auctions. Join us January 5th through 8th at the Dallas Convention Center. Go to biggame.org.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/connect. That's ZipRecruiter.com/connect.
Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinsky family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online aggielandrealestate.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 23 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station fire investigators are still looking into the cause of a fire yesterday at the Tigerland Car Wash. No one was injured and no adjacent businesses were impacted, according to the fire department. Police reported an additional snag on area traffic since the car wash is located near the construction zone along Rock Prairie and Longmire. A College Station man was arrested last night for pointing a gun at his wife and another person during an argument. According to College Station police, the incident occurred at a residence in the 200 block of Krennic Tap Road, less than a mile from the police department. The gun was not fired and no one was injured. 30-year-old Stephen Bell was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. A Navasota woman tells a Brazos County Sheriff's deputy she rammed her car head-on into her ex-husband's truck because she was trying to get him to talk with her. According to the arrest report, the crash involving 34-year-old Jacqueline Orozco was near her ex's home south of Milliken. She was taken to the emergency room for treatment of a knee injury before she was taken to jail on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The ex-husband and a passenger refused treatment for minor injuries at the scene of the crash. A stakeout by College Station police outside a local bank may have saved customers from being crime victims.
Undercover officers watching activity outside the Chase Bank branch on South Texas saw a parked car with two men who never got out. According to the arrest report, when two customers left the bank and got in their car, they were followed by the suspects. That led police to notify a street patrol unit who stopped the suspect's car. After finding out the suspect's car had no insurance and the driver had an invalid license, the car was searched. Officers found cloth gloves, a screwdriver, and a map showing bank locations in College Station, Bryan, Beaumont, and LaPorte. This was one of two incidents involving the crime called bank jugging. On the same day, CSPD saw a second car at the Chase branch, which earlier was seen by officers at the Wells Fargo branch on Southwest Parkway. Police followed the driver after he parked and sat a while in his car before leaving. The car was stopped for not having a front license plate. The officer smelled and saw marijuana, and that led to a search. According to the arrest report, after the officer found rubber gloves and a tool to break windows, the driver said he was looking to follow someone exiting the bank carrying an envelope so he could burglarize their vehicle. Both drivers and the passenger in the first car were arrested for unlawful use of a criminal instrument. Both drivers were also charged with driving with an invalid license. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man with a criminal history is admitted to threatening his girlfriend with a knife last year. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, 32-year-old Daryl Berry also physically assaulted the woman numerous times. The plea agreement included punishment of 10 years for the aggravated assault, which took place while Barry and the woman were in a motel room smoking methamphetamine with friends. Barry's criminal history includes a robbery and possessing illegal drugs. A Bryan Police canine unit conducting a traffic stop on Highway 21 near the HEB store led to the arrest of a couple from Louisiana. According to the arrest report, 42-year-old Roddy Blackburn and his wife, 46-year-old Sherry Williamson, told the officer they were in town for a work conference and on their way to the hotel. The officer noticed open beer cans on the back floorboard, which Williamson claimed as hers. A check of the couple's driver's licenses showed Blackburn had a warrant in Louisiana for terroristic threats. He was arrested and a citation for open container was issued to Williamson. Then the officer conducted a search of the vehicle and found multiple envelopes containing counterfeit $10 and $20 bills. After further investigation and interviews, officers learned the couple had made several purchases that day and both were arrested for forgery. It took three police officers to restrain a drunk man who hit an employee at the Bryan Premier movie theater at 1 in the morning on Friday. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, one officer had the suspect on the ground when a second arrived on scene. As both officers attempted to get the suspect to his feet, he became belligerent, yelling, kicking, and spitting. With the help of a third officer, the suspect was restrained and put in the patrol car. 28-year-old Brian Adams of College Station was booked on 8 total counts, including public intoxication, harassment of a public servant, and resisting arrest. And the Dallas Zoo is celebrating a big birthday.
Jenny has turned 40. Jenny is the oldest African elephant at the Dallas Zoo and is a fan favorite. She arrived in 1986 and has surpassed the 38-year average life expectancy for a female African elephant in captivity. She's part of the zoo's herd of aging elephants that officials call the Golden Girls. She shares 11 acres with other elephants, giraffes, and zebras. Her birthday cake is made of pumpkins, grapefruits, banana leaves, pomegranate, celery, and kale. John Pendolino, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 23 degrees. You can text us in at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
As you ready the holiday baking and check your Christmas list, Starfire would like to thank you for your business over the years. Starfire takes pride in serving you and your family and wish you all the joy and wonder of the holiday season. Merry Christmas from Starfire, 979-776-2215.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan. Or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595. Minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
The holidays are here, so give the gift family and friends are sure to love. Let Two Video preserve and restore your precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and digital formats. Two Video converts your family films, 8, Super 8, and 16 millimeter, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, even old records and audio cassettes. Two Video is located in South College Station and online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 for an appointment. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Just about 7:40, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Lots of sunshine today, but there won't be a whole lot of warmth from that sun. Wind chill advisory in effect through 9. Sunny and about 40 to 45 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with a hard freeze. Sunshine tomorrow, close to 50. High pressure keeps it clear tomorrow night. Lows will be 35 to 40. We'll see more sun during the day on Wednesday. Temperatures Wednesday between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, talking Aggie men's and women's hoops from over the weekend. The guys just came up short a little bit to 19th-ranked Arizona. Meanwhile, the ladies got a big win over Southern. We'll talk about that. Also talking NFL and NBA, the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. They were playing the Buccaneers, but the Cowboys and the Texans played yesterday. Both got big wins. That was pretty cool. NBA, two wins for Texas teams as well, the Spurs and the Mavs. All that more coming up in sports.
Fat, 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 he's too fat, 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 much too fat, fat.
Now, is there a reason you're playing this after I just gave an update, Scott?
No, just, yeah. This is our last day to play funny Christmas songs before we go to traditional, so just needed to play this one, you know.
There's no room for his tummy.
Uh-huh.
Please do something, mommy. Without Santa Claus, oh, how can Christmas begin? Take a look at that fat.
Oh,
fat,
he's certainly
fat,
chubby.
Fat,
oh,
fat,
so rub-a-dub-tubby. Mrs.
Fat,
Christmas's hubby.
He'll never get down, never get down.
He's too fat.
For
the
fat.
Chimney.
He's too fat.
For the
oh, I did it again. So dang. Dang. I wanted to do fat again.
There's no room
for his tummy.
Chubbies
do something, Bobby. Without Santa Claus, oh, Christmas.
There you go. Giselle McKenzie from like 1948. You can't do that song anymore. You can't play it. It offends
people. Somebody.
That's why we have to do that.
In order to get in shape, sorry, Chelsea,
yeah, sir.
Go ahead.
Nope, I'm good.
Are you?
Ooh, I'm taking over the show now. My first
there we go.
I have nothing to say.
Well, what else new? So, anyways.
Wow.
She was
only because I called him a woman earlier.
Oh, is that it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Now we're
y'all didn't get each other's names in the Secret Santa thing, did you?
No,
okay.
No,
all right. Okay.
Wait,
okay.
There's a Secret Santa that I was left out of.
Not a Secret Santa.
I'm just kidding.
So, speaking, if you might be a little on the heavy side, of course you're going to spend some time at a gym.
Okay.
On Twitter, ABC News has tweeted out.
I just saw this.
That a deer crashed into a Gold's Gym in South Carolina and went running through the gym.
Busts through the glass, front
really?
Door.
Got, jumped over the front desk, just knocked a bunch of stuff over, ran into the free weights. Everybody was scrambling. You know, it was like Squirrel in Christmas Family Vacation. And he got his two-minute workout in and then hit the road. He jumped back through his hole and ran off.
Did his work. Didn't even hydrate before he left.
No.
Yeah. You should have seen the gym bros, though. They didn't know what to do.
Yeah, imagine. All these guys posing in front of the mirror. Oh, never mind. So, did you hear about the Celebration Bowl? Rather ironic. Okay, now, did you know there was a Celebration Bowl first?
Okay, there's the first question.
There we go.
Okay.
The fact that it's already been played.
Exactly.
It's not a celebration.
In perhaps the most ironic ending to a sporting event ever, Grambling beat North Carolina Central in the Air Force Reserve Celebration Bowl. In part because of a penalty for?
Celebrating.
Yes, excessive celebration. After North Carolina Central's Quentin Atkinson pulled down a 39-yard touchdown pass to cut the deficit to 10-9 with just 2 minutes remaining, Atkinson flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct when he removed his helmet while galloping around the end zone. 15-yard penalty enforced on the extra point attempt, which was blocked. Final score, Grambling 10, North Carolina Central 9.
Oh, my God.
Well, did you see Ezekiel Elliott's celebration last night?
No, I did not.
So there was a very large Salvation Army red kettle.
Okay.
In the end zone.
Yes, they're big. Yes, a big deal.
Yep, so he scores, and he runs and jumps into the pot.
Did he?
And, hides under it. And then he, he's funny, and he makes – well, so he got flagged.
Okay.
But the broadcasters talked about it for a good while, and they said, well, he may have gotten flagged, but he definitely brought some attention to the Salvation
good
Army.
Good for him.
By the way, the Salvation Army has a video of it, and they tweeted something out. They go, Zeke made an important contribution for the Dallas Cowboys tonight.
Yeah,
can you contribute to the millions in need.
Yep. Excellent, excellent.
So,
yeah. Well, and they are very big. So the Joneses are very big supporters of that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, well, it's quite the weekend for them because their grandson, was a winning quarterback in the state championship.
Beat Temple, which College Station beat.
Yep.
So therefore, College Station should have been. I don't know.
That's right.
They
sure.
They wouldn't have been playing anyways because they're in the Division II, whereas Highland Park and and Temple were in Division One.
What I found interesting is the coach of Highland Park, people may remember Randy Allen, who was an assistant coach on Merrill Green's staff here and left and went on to obviously be very successful at many places, including Highland Park. The entire story, the only quotes in there were from the Jones family.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, they didn't mention that the coach's name, I think, may have been mentioned, but there were no quotes from the coach. But again, when the Joneses are there, all the air gets sucked out of the room. Never have to worry about that. A Canadian judge says that when it comes to the law, dogs should not be treated as though they were children. The judge made his case in a written decision about a dispute between a divorcing couple who disagreed about where the dog should end up, who they should live with. He said, "Dogs are wonderful creatures. Many dogs are treated as members of the family with whom they live, but after all is said and done, a dog is a dog. At law, it is property, a domesticated animal that is owned. At law, it means no familial rights." See, the wife wanted the case treated as if it were a child custody case. She argued that she should be able to keep the dogs named Kenya and Willow and offer visitation rights to her estranged husband. Judge rejected the request. The judge ruled that dogs are property and should not be treated as children. In the ruling, the judge said, "In Canada, we tend not to purchase our children from breeders." Which, if you say it that way, makes perfect sense.
Which is why you should adopt.
Both when it comes to animals and it comes to children. Mm-hmm. If you need to, do that. All right, 746.
Good news. Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox home comfort system. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget. So feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA 28101C. Now through December 31st, get 15% off any furnace. Get your free estimate today.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
You may have missed one of the more proud American moments of the 2016 Summer Olympic Games. No medal was awarded, no records were broken, but one athlete demonstrated his patriotism in a most unusual way. Sam Kendrick was an American Olympian in the pole vault. In a qualifying round, while he sprinted down the runway, the U.S. national anthem started playing over the sound system. A split second before launching himself over the bar, Sam aborted his attempt and came to an abrupt stop. He turned to face the American flag and stood at attention until the Star-Spangled Banner had finished. Why such a dramatic display of patriotism? Well, in addition to being a proud American Olympian, Sam was also a proud second lieutenant in the Army Reserve. He knows the blessing of freedom in a way only a soldier can. Some estimates say nearly three-quarters of the world's population is deprived of some fundamental liberty that we Americans take for granted. None of us thinks that America is perfect, but I think Sam's actions can be a vivid reminder for all of us. Let's think of the respect he showed the next time the anthem is played. I know it'll help me remember to take off my hat or to put my hand over my heart. And by the way, Sam did finish with a bronze medal. But more importantly, he reminded us why we show respect to the American flag and the national anthem. Because they represent freedom. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota at 750. It was an up-and-down weekend for Aggie Hoops. The guys fell just short of pulling off a miraculous comeback against Arizona on Saturday, falling to the 19th-ranked Wildcats 67-63 in Houston. Now, the Aggies were actually down by 22 at one point before going on an 18-0 run to pull it close late. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy following the loss.
The more disciplined team won. You know, got to give Arizona credit. I thought they were really efficient offensively and made us have to guard on the whole clock. And then defensively, they forced 14 turnovers, and our ball toughness wasn't very good. And we got to learn from it. We got to get better. But Arizona, I thought, was really good.
Coach Kennedy and the guys fall to 7-3 on the year, with all three of those losses coming against ranked teams. Now, for the women, it was a good showing down in H-Town as they blew past Southern 81-58. Five Aggies scored in double figures, with three posting double-doubles as the Maroon and White improved to 8-2 on the year. Head out to the gridiron, where it was a nail-biter down in Houston yesterday.
First and goal, trying to take control of the game. Baxton and I, Lamar Miller and Jay Prosh. First and goal at the one. Savage digs in. Handoff, Miller running left side. He's got it. Touchdown, Houston. The Texans tie the game and can take the lead on an extra point.
And they would, as they rally past the Jacksonville Jaguars late 21-20. Texans starting quarterback Brock Osweiler threw two interceptions before being benched early in the second quarter. Backup Tom Savage came on to throw for 260 yards in the win. Here's Coach Bill O'Brien.
I just try to make decisions in the best interest of the team. Any decision that we make here is always made in the best interest of the team. And at that point in time, I just felt like that was the best decision at that point in time for the team. And I think we've got three really talented quarterbacks here. I really do. And you can call BS on that. You can say whatever you want. I think we have really talented quarterback room. And we don't make decisions on, you know, how much a guy gets paid. We make decisions on how what's the best way to win a game. And that was the decision we made today. And I thought, today it worked out okay.
Now, as most of you know, Brock Osweiler was signed to a $72 million deal over the offseason as a free agent to come and be the starting guy. With the win, the Texans improved to 8-6 and remain tied with the Tennessee Titans for first place in the AFC South. In Dallas, the Cowboys were duking it out with the red-hot Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Now it's second and goal at the two. Now Keith Smith's in at fullback in front of Elliott. And they're going to give it to Elliott coming left. There's a big hole from Leary and Smith. And Elliott walks the dog.
And the boys jumped out to a big first half lead, but the Buccaneers came back just a little bit. However, Dallas was able to hold them off 26-20. Coach Jason Garrett called it a hard-fought team victory.
When something went wrong for one group, the other group went out there, made a stop, made a play, did something to make a difference in the ball game. And I thought the fight was all over the field tonight. I just thought we battled, scratched, clawed throughout, and certainly did enough to win the game.
Dallas QB Dak Prescott threw for 279 yards, and Ezekiel Elliott ran for 159 in a score as the boys improved to 12-2. Now, with the Buccaneers' loss, the Washington Redskins have a chance to move into the second NFC wildcard spot tonight, but to do it, they'll have to get past the reigning NFC champion Carolina Panthers. Kickoff is at 7:25 in D.C. with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Out on the hardwood, LaMarcus Aldridge scored 22 points, and the San Antonio Spurs paid tribute to Tim Duncan on his jersey retirement night with a 113-100 victory over New Orleans yesterday. It was San Antonio's fourth straight win and fourth consecutive at home. Meanwhile, rookie Dorian Finney-Smith scored a season-high 17, leading six Dallas players in double figures as the Mavericks beat the Sacramento Kings 99-79. The Mavs will look to build on that momentum this evening when they visit the Denver Nuggets at 8. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
We're in the studio with Mike Vivaldi from Team Ford of Navasota, and I know Ford rolls out some pretty crazy stuff towards the ends of the year. What do you guys got working now?
Ford has the year-end sales event where basically you have 90 days. If you decide to finance it, you have 90 days before you have your first payment. In addition to that, we're actually, this will be the biggest discounts that you can get on any of our trucks in stock. Some of them up to $15,000 off. We actually still have a few 15s.
Really?
That are F-150s that came in at the very end of 15 that okay. we just hadn't been able to move. So those are, if you're wanting an F-150, I can promise you they will be gone.
Real quick, deal of the day?
The deal of the day is a 2017 Ford F-150 four-wheel drive with 20s for $498 a month.
And to find out more on a family that you'd like to nominate that could pretty much win their entire Christmas, what's the website?
Go to teamonavasota.com.
Thank you, sir. That's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor.
I love talking to Jen Zweiker every week because I get a chance to get a little bit of insight on the home buying market because she really is the expert. In fact, all of them over there at Zweiker & Associates are experts. Brad Mitchell here for Zweiker & Associates, and you're going to want to get in touch with them if you are looking to buy or sell your house. Whether it is now, whether it is in the upcoming year or anything like that, they're going to help you make that home buying or selling experience a lot better. They've got, in fact, an entire team who are going to help make that experience better for you. It's really easy to get in touch with them too. All you got to do is look them up online, zarealestate.com, for the Zweiker & Associates team. They've got stagers who, if you are looking to sell your house, can put all kinds of awesome things in your home to make it pop. It's going to retain the feel of your home, so it's not going to mess that up, but it's going to just make it stand out in pictures, make it look great so that people are really going to want to buy your home from you. If you are looking to sell your home, they're going to just make that experience easier for you because they're going to help you get the best price for your home and make the experience smooth and easy for you. Get in touch with them. ZARealestate.com is how you do it.
Find holiday gifts for everyone on your list at Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. Premium wine, specialty foods, gift baskets, and more. Messina Hoff is your one-stop shopping place. Shop online at store.messinahoff.com or come by the Messina Hoff Retail Center located on Old Reliance Road in Bryan. Messina Hoff Winery and Resort.
That chill in the air is back. But here at Malik, we know just what to do to make sure that crisp, frigid air doesn't sneak into your home uninvited. Our heating experts are here for you 24/7, especially during the holidays. Malik technicians provide Texas-sized warmth, like a cozy summer bonfire. No winter day is too much for us to handle. Our team knows what comfortable living is, and we're here to bring it to you. We're Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just a couple of minutes till 8. It's cold outside. Yeah, the chill factor is 11. Okay?
11.
That's 11. Okay?
Baby,
if you cold. Yeah, if you want to know what 11 is. Oh, I meant it. Well, during the news, we'll call Minneapolis and we'll see what the time and temperature is there just so we can appreciate it.
They were tailgating yesterday. Apparently, it was negative 22 before the Vikings game, and they were keeping their beer warm by putting on a fire to make sure it didn't freeze.
Keeping their beer warm.
Yeah, think about
keeping their beer warm.
Yep. Now, I can remember Thanksgivings when we could leave the leftovers outside, but, you know, keeping your beer warm, don't think so.
Yeah.
All right, so real men don't wear makeup.
Makeup.
Or do they?
Mm.
One new trend that seems to be catching on is concealer.
Mm.
Several companies now do makeup concealer for men. And even men's fitness. Hell, nobody knows anybody who looks like those people on the cover of Men's Fitness.
That's
anyway,
true.
They recommend it. Okay, fine. The magazine says that it takes less than 60 seconds to apply, and when done right, nobody knows you have it on.
Is it more for like dark circles under the eye?
That's what
or
they
like
suggest.
Blemishes?
They suggest
okay.
It
okay.
covers redness, blemishes, under the eye circles, and makes you look like you've had a good night's sleep even when you didn't. So Chelsea, the question is, would you date a guy who
Well, sticking with the theme of the morning, I have worn mascara before.
Oh,
it was for a play.
Oh,
they
well.
Said it would make my eyes pop.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Okay. When I was in grad school and for broadcast journalism, they obviously recommended a lot to the guys to wear makeup
now,
on camera.
Right. And I wore makeup on camera.
Right.
Right, you do that.
But just every day, I don't know if I could get over that.
That's, well, I mean, or
get past
you,
that.
Or you see the guy.